From Juliet, Georgia, after our first day on the Okmulgee River. We did about, what, 14 miles today? 13, somewhere between 12 to 14 miles today. I can't remember. Oh, no, because we did the extra mileage, so at least 14 miles today. We woke up at Jackson Lake, packed our bags, and then met the amazing Madison, who shuttled us around the dam. It was a huge dam, very old dam here at that makes Jackson Lake, and brought us around to the start of the Okmulgee River, where we met up with Quint Rogers. And as well as the amazing Tom and Suzanne Wielander. And Quint Rogers is also amazing, for sure.
Absolutely. If
and
Quint drew that line, oh my God.
What do you mean?
Drew the line of the water,
Oh,
like
yeah.
where we
Oh,
should
yeah.
go.
That was really beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we spent the day with them. And actually, we got in out of our kayaks and into canoes, and we tandem canoed with Tom and Suzanne the whole way down to where we are now. Sarah?
We can go back to you if you want.
Yeah, we'll go back to me because I have not reflected, but I just sort of gave you an introduction. Sarah,
Well,
reflect. It's your time to reflect.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm just like thinking back on the last 24 hours, and last night the toads and the frogs were amazing. We heard some incredible sounds, and we recorded them, and that is good because they really were like a symphony. I feel like there's gonna be a song coming up that's like basing off the rhythm of these toads and frogs. So just get ready for that because it's gonna happen.
Compose on the ukulele.
I've got my ukulele. It will happen. I was too tired to do it last night, but it will happen. So I'm stating that for the record. And the moon last night was also amazing. We might, I don't know if, I think we did talk about it, but I'm just gonna restate that. The moon was amazing. And then, yes, okay, so today was our first day, well, in canoes, which was felt really special because we had gone out with Suzanne before as a sort of recce trip with her in canoes, and she had taught us a lot, and we realized that how canoes are so incredibly graceful and like you have to be in your body, and it's really challenging. I think this is the first time I've ever had trouble with my right and left because for some reason, I mean, Tom is an amazing teacher. Suzanne is also an amazing teacher. But it was like interesting to not for me to really like not get it quickly and need to physically work in a different way. Than what we had been doing. And I think, you know, I'm trying to have good kayak technique, but the technicality of paddling a canoe is different, and it's really powerful and it's really beautiful when it's done right. And it was humbling to just not be quite there yet, you know, but then I had Suzanne, I was in the front and Suzanne was in the back of our boat. Suzanne and Tom just like offered to be, I think they realized how what? How rocky it was going to be in this section and how our boats would have trouble turning. There were a lot of sharp turns, and they just know how to guide those canoes like nothing else. And so we are very, we're just so grateful that they just offered to take us down. And Quint, it was fun to watch Quint because he's usually guiding people, but all he had to do this with us was kind of like show us the way, and we were fine. And he kept on saying, I was like, we were like, how you doing, Quint? And he's like, I'm in heaven. And he showed us this awesome swimming spot. So it was just like a really good day that would have been very hard if we were on our own. So again, like grateful for community. We also had some trouble at the end. We went towards this campsite, the Ogmulgee Flats Hunts Camp, which is on the Georgia River app. But it turns out that it was actually quite far from the river, even though it said it was on river. So we ended up shifting our plans. And now I'm quite excited. We're going to have 2 nights of camping at the Tawaliga camping spot. We're also very lucky my parents are visiting, so they're helping us out. And just feeling grateful for everyone today. Back over to you, Rachel.
We did a lot of paddling today, though, too. We have gotten so many quick fire master classes on things, on technique and skills, and in terms of how to actually do all of the things that we're trying to do on this trip. And it's sometimes like an inundation of learning, rapid fire. And but then again, you know, like nobody expects us to know what we're doing faster than we do. So I had a lot of fun with Tom because we like did a lot of back ferrying and a lot of, I don't know, spinning. There's other better words for it.
Pivoting.
We did a lot of pivoting. We did a lot of, you know, like when there were rapids to go through, which were just a small section of the time. We had a lot of fun going through things together. And then there was a lot of time where the water was incredibly still. So it was hard work to actually move the boat constantly and just pull through the water. And I think we'll have actually a lot of that for the rest of the trip. I think we'll have a few more times where we get a little bit of help from the current and a lot of time where we are pulling ourselves in through the water. That was one of the things about learning some of the canoeing techniques that I really liked, is that, you know, you know the idea that you reach out and you grab the water and you pull it towards you and you pull yourself towards it.
Like a hug.
Hugging
someone you love.
Like a hug. But that you're in constant
communication.
Yeah, it's constant communication, but you're working with the water in that kind of way, that it's pulling it to you and you to it is the way you can move. And although I don't really know how to, you know, perfectly execute the J strokes or what, you know, any of the, or even the forward stroke. It was really, really fun to get to understand the way to work with the water, with the paddling, with the canoeing techniques. So, yeah, I think I'm also feeling grateful. I'm feeling like we've had a lot of people with us so far, and I'm happy to have been to be with and to be have been with each and every one of them. And I'm wondering how long we will continue to be privileged with all of these the people's presences that we have, and how the experience will change when we are on our own, if that happens. So
it's funny because we thought we were going to be by ourselves tonight, but then because of our mishap, we're very close to my parents.
And we figured it out, you know. We figured out what to do and how to make the next step. So I feel like we did that with a good amount of ease.
Relative calm.
So that's it for today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow after the moonlight paddle.
Boom. Okay. And an artistic day.
They're all artistic days.
Yeah, but focus.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow.